I'm speaking to Ben Doherty, who's reporting for The Guardian from Bangkok. Hello, Ben.
How are you?
So, could you just describe the situation? What's it looking like there in Thailand?
I'm standing on what is usually a street in Bangkok, an area called Pratunam, which is very close to the central business district outside of Bangkok. And this is a street that, on any other week, on a Friday evening, this would be just jammed with cars, but basically it is deserted. Say for some troops who are now running across the road towards us. I'm just going to move back a little bit. And the razor wire across the road. There's an occasional burst of gunfire. There's rubber bullets being fired, and protesters. I'm standing in amongst the protesters here as there's a standoff, probably about 150 metres between the barbed wire being manned by the troops and the fortified barricades of the protesters. So it's about dusk here in Bangkok. Things are quiet, I suppose, but still very, very tense.
And you're amongst the protesters. What's the feeling amongst there? I mean, is this push likely to deter them, or is morale still strong?
Look, there is a real mood of defiance and I would say anger amongst the red shirt protesters at the moment. Based on this latest escalation of violence is completely unnecessary and basically coming from nowhere. At least two protesters have been killed in the last 24 hours, and there's a lot of hostility, there's a lot of anger amongst the protesters. I'm not sure if you can hear on the phone, there's people yelling at the troops and there's people throwing bottles and other stuff. So there's a real defiance about those red shirt protesters, and it seems that, you know, the time for negotiations, I suppose, has passed.
And what are we expecting tomorrow? I mean, is there more clashes expected? What feeling are you getting?
Look, I would expect so. The government is saying that the troops are on a six to end this political standoff, and the red shirts are defined in saying they won't be moved. In previous attempts earlier in this 8-hour demonstration have proven fruitless in terms of moving the demonstrators on. So there really is no other way, you would think, than. So I'm just going to move again. The troops are coming. Sorry. The red shirts are remaining defiant. It looked like there might be a negotiated settlement earlier this week, but that's basically with the events of the last 24 hours been thrown out the window, and it seems that Bangkok's almost certainly headed for further violence.
Okay, Ben. Well, thanks for the update, and I'll let you go. I took your helmet off to speak to us, so good luck, and we'll speak to you later on.
No worries, Adam. I will keep you posted. I'm not sure what's happening here. I will keep you posted as things progress. Just with email.